Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Dr. John DeMartini. I'd like to address a topic today that has meaning and purpose in your life, and that is human behavior, how you function, how you behave. Many times we have moral hypocrisies imposed on us. We're taught by our childhood instruction from grandma and mom and dad and this bunch of people. It says, now be nice, don't be mean. Be kind, don't be cruel. Be positive, don't be negative. Be generous, don't be stingy. You know, be considerate, don't be inconsiderate. And there's an imposition of a moral ideal that you're to be one-sided. And what's interesting is that's not how human behavior really works. In Buddhism, there was a statement, the desire for that which is unobtainable and the desire to avoid that which is unavoidable is a source of human suffering. So attempting to get rid of half of yourself in order to love yourself and be yourself will be futile. I did a research project that lasted for a couple years on human behavior and attempted to be a one-sided individual. I did a very intense focus on trying to be one-sided. And I monitored it 4 times a day for 2 years and found that we have a thing called hedonic adaptation. And we also have a moral licensing effect. The second we try to be one-sided, we have, you might say, internal homeostatic mechanisms to get us back into the center, a set point. And so we strive for a one-sided world, but we don't. If you're really honest with yourself and look at yourself and watch yourself for a few months with a drone looking over you, you will see that you have moments when you're nice and times when you might or others might consider you mean, considered and inconsidered, generous and stingy, positive and negative, peaceful and wrathful. And so the striving for a one-sided world and trying to get rid of half of the self, to me, is not very productive. You'll end up trying to divide yourself up, almost like a bipolar condition. And then you'll think, well, when you are doing one side, you're proud. And then when you're doing the other, you're ashamed. The problem is that when you're proud, you're exaggerating yourself. You're ashamed. You're minimizing yourself. And you're not being yourself. So understanding how human behavior actually is, in my opinion, is far greater than the fantasies that get imposed on us. Paul Dirac, the Nobel Prize winner, said something that I read when I was 18. It's not that we don't know so much. We know so much that isn't so. And many times the very social moral hypocrisies that are imposed on us come from and originate from those that love to govern and control people. And by the way, the fastest way to govern and control people is make them feel guilty not living up to a fantasy, an idealism. So human behavior gives you the real understanding of human behavior, give you a better understanding or greater understanding of how to master your life than the fantasies that we get imposed on us. So instead of trying to be one-sided in a world that's not going to let you, acknowledge that you're going to have both sides. Imagine this. Imagine you're going to start dating somebody and you have an expectation on them to be one-sided, positive, never negative, kind, never cruel, generous, never stingy, you know, peaceful, never wrathful. If you have that expectation and then they don't live up to it, which they can't, you're going to end up with anger and aggression, blame and betrayal, criticism and challenge, despair and depression, desire to exit and escape, feelings of futility and frustration, grouchiness and grief, hatred and hurt, irritability and irrationality, and you'll feel jaded and you act like a jerk probably because you have an expectation on somebody to be one-sided. See, if somebody comes up to you and says something to you that supports your values, you can be nice as a pussycat. If somebody comes up to you and tells you something that challenges the heck out of your values, you can be mean as a tiger. At least that's what I've observed in myself and thousands of other people. So I don't have this expectation that you're to be one-sided. I don't even have this expectation. I gave that up 41 years ago to me to be one-sided. I embrace both sides of myself. And if you want to love somebody, you're going to have to embrace both sides of them. Anybody that's been married for 40 or 50 years, and you ask them to rattle off the things they like and dislike about the person they're married to, they can rattle them off both. They know simultaneously both sides of somebody. That's what real love is when you can embrace both sides that you like and dislike and still love them. But if you're expecting a one-sided world, you really don't understand human behavior. You have a fantasy that you've imposed on it, and you set yourself up for the frustrations of life not matching it. Depression is comparison of your current reality to a fantasy you're expecting to have happened. When it doesn't meet it, you feel sorrow, and or if it exceeds it temporarily, you feel joy. And you go back and forth with this bipolar response, which is a byproduct of this monopolar addiction that you keep wanting. So the understanding of human behavior as it actually is far greater than the fantasies you'll impose on it. And so I think it's helpful to know that if you want to master your life, because if you want to appreciate other people, you're going to have to embrace both sides of them. Everybody wants to be loved for both sides. They don't want to be loved for just one side and then have to be edited all the time and fixed because they're not matching the side that you keep projecting as a fantasy, some unrealistic expectation. So the same thing on yourself. Imagine if you expected yourself to be one side all the time. Well, you'd be beating yourself up half the time. Well, you don't need to do that. You don't need to get rid of half of you. You are whole in the way you are, and you're going to be, because you have a set of values, if somebody supports or challenges it, you're going to have kind of an open or closed or nice or mean, positive or negative response. That's just the way it works. Understanding human behavior helps you master your life because it sets realistic objectives instead of fantasies. You will accomplish, if you said, I'm going to set a goal that I'm going to be nothing but positive all the time and never have a negative thought. Well, I assure you, you won't go very long without that other side surfacing. And I'm going to find a relationship that's all positive, no negative, all kind, no cruel. Well, you're going to be looking for the rest of your life and probably die without a relationship. Not going to happen. So the laws of human behavior, as they actually are, and not the ones that are imposed as idealisms that are moral hypocrisies imposed by usually religions and politics, are people that have power that like to use their oppressive fantasies onto you to make you feel guilty about your life and disempower you so that you're easy to control. Well, if you follow those, you're going to end up unfulfilled in life. So human behavior, as it really is, and embracing both sides of your life and who you are, is liberating. What's interesting is if you're infatuated with somebody because you're blind to the downsides and think they actually pulled off a one-sided world, you'll be broadsided when they all of a sudden show the other side, and you'll be really feeling angry at them. But if you understand that no human being is one-sided, and you understand human behavior as it actually is, it takes a lot of pressure off you because now your expectations can match reality. And when your expectations match reality, you have more fulfillment, more mastery. So don't set fantasies for life. Set real objectives for life. An objective is kind of neutral. It has both sides to it. That's why if your executive center and your forebrain mitigates risks and calms down fantasies to set real objectives to achieve things. But your amygdala and your lower subcortical area of the brain, the nut area of the brain, the nuclei, they are trying to avoid pain and seek pleasure. It's always trying to get rid of something. You know, even Epicurus, who thought you want to search for pleasure as the key to life, eventually discovered it was futile because if you took and searched for pleasure all your life, you'd probably be taking heroin and drinking sweet drinks and sugar all day long. Of course, you're going to pay a price for that because you're not going to end up staying with one-sidedness. the diabetes and the overdosings and all the other thing are going to make your life miserable. So stop looking for a one-sided world. Stop looking for a magnet with one side. Stop looking for a coin with one side and embrace the coin. Imagine you had a whole bunch of coins and you say, well, I only want the heads of the coin. I don't want the tails. I just want the heads. Well, you'd never accumulate any coins or self-worth. And if you did, you wouldn't appreciate any value. But if you embrace the heads and the tails and the positives and negatives, you can accumulate and magnetize a lot of wealth to your life, a lot of opportunities in life. So understanding human behavior can give you an advantage compared to not knowing it. And setting realistic expectations is more powerful than fantasies. I'm all for positive thinking when things are negative and you need to bring them back into balance. But I'm also involved in negative thinking when people are living in fantasies and infatuations. They need a dose of skepticism to bring them back down into reality. So allow yourself both sides of life. If you do, you'll get to love both sides of you and the people around you.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.